Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Marlins released Mike Hill as president of baseball operations. I don't know if it's Dembo or somebody else that's going to take over. We'll find out. Slowly but surely, he's just wiping out the Loria people. I don't think – I had Jordan McPherson on my show on Onside this afternoon. I think he was at 12:30. So you can see the – you can check out the interview. You can go to the – you can sign up to our podcast, by the way. I'm going to post that on Twitter so you can sign up to the podcast on Onside, on the Onside side. And he was talking about how – I asked him, I said, hey, what's left? Because he's eliminated everything, even that stupid statue that he had in center field, which, you know, I championed Jeter for that one. I love the fact that he got rid of that silly monument they had in center field.
You didn't like that silly-ass mosaic
out
there,
bro?
Oh, God,
that was so bad.
Was that not cheesier?
Cheesiest thing out there.
You know what my added? I think it was worth, it cost him one point something million.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Spend the money on a player, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But problem is, he'll pick the player, and it's a bad player. You know? That's crazy, man. So they don't have much left there. I don't know if they have anybody left in positions of power. Maybe there's a ticket broker left from the Loria days, but... it doesn't look like any of the baseball people are there anymore. And Mike Hill's contract was up, so they moved on. And they got an opportunity to kind of check him out for 2 years. So they must have felt like he wasn't the asset that they needed on the team. Or they want to make sure that, I don't know, that if they do have success down the line, it's without a Loria person in place. Which, again, you know, that's the sad part. Is that nobody should be measured under Loria. When you have bad leadership, it's really hard to have a good organization. When you have bad leadership, it's really hard to have great employees all the time. You might have a few because you got lucky, but that doesn't mean you're going to have a great squad. It just doesn't happen. It's not normal. You know? It's just the way life works out. UM beat Pitt 31-19. Nice win for them overall. The only thing that I would have a knock on is that I'm not impressed. And that's the one thing that I would tell you, that I looked at that game and they were playing with two backup quarterbacks. The Pickett kid would have been a pain in the ass for Miami because they wouldn't have settled for all those field goals. Pickett would have made a difference. Remember, Miami's secondary isn't anything special either. To me, look, I'm happy they're 4-1. I'm happy that they won. I was talking about this a little bit on Onside earlier. It's just I have a different standard because I'm old, and I've watched when they were champions. And listen, if you're 30, if you're 25, you almost think that this is normal football for them. And if you're older, you're going to remember the good days, the great days, and you want them to be competitive and maybe even beat the Clemsons and the Alabamas of the world, you know, for their shots at titles and things like that. And I don't know if we're ever going to get there again. I'm not exactly sure anymore that Manny Diaz is the guy. Okay. But I will say again, I'm happy that they won, but I don't know about some of you out there, but it's not like I felt excited when they beat FSU. I wasn't excited because I know how bad FSU is. And I know what happened this weekend with North Carolina, whatever.
No, they tried to give that game away, bro.
Yeah, yeah. UAB,
they tried everything to give that game back.
UAB, Louisville's bad. These are things that don't impress me. You know, I need to see, and you're already in year two now, just like Flores is. I need to see more progress than that, to be honest with you. I'm glad that they won. I'm not complaining about the win. I'm not saying that they're a terrible team. I'm just saying I'm not impressed. I need a lot more before I say, dude, Manny Diaz is a difference maker. I know he can be a difference maker as a defensive coordinator. I haven't seen it yet as a head coach. And I'm still waiting for that moment where I say, okay, this is why, you know, at this moment, I almost feel like I'm wrong about Manny. Because I'm one of the ones that wanted Manny. So I'm not going to tell you that
we all wanted him, bro.
Well, I know.
When we got him back, when he came back, we were all excited.
Yeah, you're right. Most of us were excited. You're right about that. But I can only speak for myself. I definitely was a Manny guy. I had the pom-poms out. I thought it was the perfect pick for the Dolphins, for the Hurricanes. But I have to admit, right now, it's not like I'm watching a championship coach develop a championship program. That I don't see at this point in time.
Can you give him a little bit of a – because he dotted every I, crossed every T that needed to be addressed prior to the season.
Yeah.
And the fact that there was no practice, no offseason, no summer, no nothing going in, that maybe give the guy – because we do have a new offensive coordinator, a new quarterback. We knew – we were lacking in receivers,
and that quarterback has to play really good teams.
He is what he is. Like
his passing,
yeah,
he's not going to. He's just he's an athlete, bro.
Right.
You know,
but is it hard to expect a lot considering all the changes?
I'm not expecting a lot. I'm just saying
the Pittsburgh win should have been better because they didn't have their starting quarterback.
Right. All I'm saying is that so far I'm not impressed
with
this.
There's no performance.
This 4-1 is not an impressive 4-1 is my point. There's nothing about it that makes me feel like they're going to get to a BCS bowl game or that they can actually compete with the better teams in college football. The upper echelon of the SEC or something. Obviously, the upper echelon of the ACC is one team, but they can't compete with them either.
Going into the season, what were you anticipating the Canes to be, bro?
Eight wins.
So you're figuring we're on the maybe in the 20 to 25 area at best?
At best. I don't even know if they were a top 25 team.
Well, we're sitting there in the middle teens, man.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
And
it's
obviously with teams
conferences missing.
Yes, yeah. I yeah. So we might not even be...
Yeah.
Well, we would be in the top 25 at 4-1, but
maybe
probably on the back end.
Maybe because the wins aren't quality wins. They're not quality wins. You're not scoring on, you know, that's the problem. So there might be a couple of Big 12, Big 10, and Pac-12 teams that could jump.
So where are the teams at the bottom from 26 to 35 that get the little teams?
Yeah,
the mentions.
I can see that. That's what they look like. They look like that team that's 26 to 35. That's what they look like. They don't look like a top. That doesn't look like a top 25 team.
So you get the little print, not the big print.
Yeah. I'm happy that they won, but again, I just expect more.
Realize our standards are jaded from
that's a problem.
85 to 90, you know, and then showing back up in the 01, 02, 03, you know.
Yep, Rosendo says, I've told you, Big O, you need to give Manny some time. Even Jimmy Johnson's first year in UM was not impressive. Yeah, but he then built it right away in the second year moving on. And that's the difference, whereas...
Yes, because 84, we were 8-5. We lost to UCLA.
Maryland, right? At the end?
It was one of our losses, but we lost to UCLA.
Oh, yeah.
In the bowl game and
right.
put us at 8-5. And that's when he got all rid of all the coaches and everything. In 85, we were awesome in 85.
Right. After that, it was
like
they took off.
Very next year, boom.
Yeah, they took off.
Full speed.
Like, you go check his second and third years, and it can't even compare, Rosendo. That's the thing. Manny's already in his second year. And I don't see a team that is impressive. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. This is not an impressive team. In fact, I'll pull it up here for Jimmy Johnson's career stats. I love how they. I screwed up. I
know I, that 84 the, was the, 8-5.
The racing got in the way. Here we go. College. Where are we at? College. 80. Whoa, they don't have the record here. Where is it? Where is the damn record for college?
Are you on reference.com, sir?
Yeah, I am, but they've got the NFL and because it's pro football. Here we go. Coaching. No. But it just doesn't have.
Don't them bastards know you're in the middle of a radio show and don't have time for this nonsense?
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, This is the way I'll do it. There we go. I can put college career. Okay, there we go. Okay, so now, University of Miami, 8-5 in 84, like you said.
Thank you, thank you.
That's right. And then in 86, oh, that's when they lost to the Nittany Lions. In the That was maybe the best UM team ever, and then they won a national championship. So think about his first year, think about his second year of that team in 80 in 86, and then think about the 87 year. Are you kidding me, bro? It's not even close to compare the teams that he had to what we're watching right now, Rosendo. So that's where you and I are going to differ, because Jimmy recruited better players and turned it around a lot faster. A lot faster. So, you know, I'm at the end of this year, I'm going to be close to making some kind of a determination on Manny. Maybe I give him one more year before five. No way, dude. No way. Once I figure out you're not good enough, I don't want to stick around with you, to be honest with you. And I'm not convinced. I don't know where you see great coaching from Manny. Great head coaching. I don't know. I can't say that I've witnessed it.
Oh, isn't there one problem though? Miami hasn't paid their coaches really until Rick. That was
right.
The start of it.
Yes.
And Manny, did we not commit to 5-6 plus?
I don't think it's more than that. I think it's
okay.
5 years.
And it's over, ain't it in the 4 to 5 million area?
Yeah.
How are we going to eat that?
No, they won't. They won't.
So we're going to probably end up having to ride out whatever Manny is.
If Mark Richt doesn't give back the money, they would have to keep Richt around. It was Richt the one that stepped down and said, nah, you know, here you go. You know, so he has
hurricane interest first,
yeah,
before his own. That's what makes that guy so classy.
Yeah. And you know, the last thing you want to do in this situation is make the mistake of keeping somebody around that doesn't deserve to be around, because it buries your program deeper and deeper every year, because another mediocre year and another mediocre year. Look what's happened to the UM program now. Look how much harder it is to get out, because you have buried it with another mediocre year and another mediocre year, and it's piled up. It's been bad. I normally, Rosendo, I'm with you. I'd like to give people 5 years, but I can't. Not anymore. They've got to be a proven coach to maybe give them 5 years. But an unproven coach that's never done it at head coach, you need to see something within the first couple of years, or you got to get out. You got to get out. Because the problem is that Miami has been bad for so long now that you can't keep piling on the bad years. You got to erase that memory.